DeSantis stagnates, pollster details reality in Iowa after Governor Ken Reynolds' endorsement. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 18, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is stagnant in Iowa despite a major political endorsement from Governor Ken Reynolds, according to a memo from Trump pollster Tony Fabrizio. The details are featured in a confidential memo obtained by Axios, addressed to interested parties. The subject line reads, DeSantis stagnates despite Reynolds' endorsement. Debate performances and consolidation of the field. Finds himself in statistical tie with Haley FOR2ND while Trump dominates field by better than 2-1. The memo details the results of the latest Fabrizio Lee and Associates survey, taken among 600 likely 2024 Iowa Republican caucusgoers, which finds former President Donald Trump leading the field with 43% support, up 1 point from the 42% garnered in October. DeSantis comes in a distant second, 24 points behind with 19% support. That reflects a 2-point drop from the 21% support he saw in the Hawkeye state in October. Further, this survey was fielded after Reynolds endorsed DeSantis, suggesting that it did little to nothing for the presidential hopeful, politically speaking. And that is not due to people not knowing, as 86% of respondents said they saw, read, or heard about her endorsement of DeSantis. Related, Iowa Governor Reynolds, Trump can't win in 2024, Ron DeSantis can. What is more, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is gaining on DeSantis, 3 points behind with 16% support. That reflects a 2-point increase from the survey in October. In other words, the gap between Haley and DeSantis has reduced from 7 points to 3 over the past month. A positive trend for Haley, whose campaign is investing $10 million in ads in Iowa and New Hampshire in hopes of improving her standing and trouncing DeSantis. The memo also combats the DeSantis campaign's narrative that competitors dropping out of the race will help him, pointing out that Haley was actually the number one second choice for supporters of South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who dropped out of the race earlier in November. After Haley, 22% said Trump was their second choice candidate, and DeSantis came in third, with 16% choosing him as their second-choice candidate. The memo's bottom line reads, this data underscores five crucial facts. 1. President Trump continues to dominate the GOP field in Iowa by better than a 2-1 margin. 2. Governor Reynolds' endorsement did not give DeSantis the boost that their allies predicted. 3. Consolidation of the field is not helping DeSantis. It is helping Haley. 4. DeSantis' performance in the debates has not helped his standing in Iowa. And 5. DeSantis, once in clear possession of second place, now finds himself in a dogfight with Haley who continues make gains while DeSantis stagnates. The memo coincides with other Iowa surveys telling a similar story. A recent Iowa State University/Civics poll, fielded after Reynolds' endorsement, also found DeSantis failing to see any positive movement in his direction, 36 points behind Trump with 18% support. The latest Real Clear Politics, RCP, data shows Haley trailing behind DeSantis in Iowa by an average of 3%.